Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently, I told the story of Jeremy Camp, who has had 42 number one hits, sold 6 million albums, and had a number one box office movie about his life. Though Jeremy loves to sing and laugh, he has faced hard times too. When his wife Melissa was 21, she died of cancer. Jeremy was 23. He told me this, as I dealt with Melissa's health, I was saying, "Okay, God, I don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to work, but I'm going to trust in you with all my heart and not lean on my own understanding." And every time he came through. I asked him, "But why do bad things happen?" He said it wasn't God's intention for us to experience pain and hurt. He created a perfect world. He allowed us to choose, and because of that choice, we have hurt and fear and hardship because of sin, because we have an enemy. But God didn't leave us alone. He loved us enough to send his only Son to take upon himself the weight of our sins. He was the perfect sacrifice that allowed our sin and our shame and our guilt to be completely washed away. He never said we wouldn't face trials. We live in a fallen world, but we can take heart because he has overcome the world. Jesus said on the cross, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." At some point, we too have to submit because he is God and we can trust him. And what would Jeremy say to grieving people who are finding it hard to hold on to faith? "God understands," he said. "There are times when we just have to admit that we feel weak and discouraged and that we don't trust God right now. That's okay. Sometimes it's too much, but there has to come a point when we just let go. Give yourself some grace. He is faithful, and we could submit to that and trust him." Stay in the Word of God, he says. There's power in his Word. It will come back to you later. Sometimes the pendulum swings to the side of pain in our life, but God's Word promises that there will be a day when the pendulum will swing even farther on the side of glory. Earth is not our true home. While on tour, Jeremy met Adrian, the lead singer of a South African band. What drew him to her? "Her sensitivity to God," he said. "Every time we'd talk about the Lord, I could tell that her heart had become so soft and teachable. There was a craving for the Lord, and God made it clear to me that this was the one he had for me." He laughed. "God knows she was probably the only one who could handle me." How does he balance life on the road with his family? "I enjoy being on tour," Jeremy said, "but I dislike being gone from family. Generally, if I'm on the road for more than a week, they come along, and sometimes on shorter trips too. Sometimes when I'm gone," Adrian tells the kids, "Daddy is telling people about Jesus, and we'll get to see them in heaven one day. When I leave, they'll say, 'Dad, go tell people about Jesus.' And when I come home, they say, 'Did you tell people about Jesus?' Jesus gave us the Great Commission. I guess I have our children's Great Commission to follow God too." And how would Jeremy Camp like to be remembered? Well, he paused quite a bit about that. "As a man after God's own heart," he said, "I wasn't perfect, but I was a man who desired to serve the Lord. I stumbled along the way, but that was my desire." I hope you took something from that that you can use today. For me, it's suffering with a bunch of pain right now in my left knee. And I gotta tell you, it's so good to hear, to stay in God's Word, and to trust him. There's power in the Word. It'll come back to you later. May God bless you.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.